So last week, there was a man in Oklahoma, and he dropped a $20 bill in a storm drain. He really wanted that $20 bill, so he climbed down a manhole to get it. But then he couldn't find his way out because it was so dark. Eventually, some kids heard him screaming for help and called 911. Police say he'd completely lost track of time because it was so dark down there, but they estimated he'd been trapped for 2 full days. And after all that, he didn't even find the $20 he dropped. He was treated for a few minor injuries, including a bump on his head that he got while crawling around in the dark. And according to police, the kids who called 911 may have saved his life. There's a 75-year-old great-grandmother from the Bronx, and she recently decided to play the lottery using numbers she got in a fortune cookie. Well, she normally uses the names of birthdays and anniversaries of her family members, but this time she used those fortune cookie numbers, and she won $2 million. And this was the first time she's ever used numbers from a fortune cookie from her Chinese takeout that she had with her sons. She cracked open that fortune cookie, noticed the lucky numbers on the back of the paper, and she used those $2 million. And she got her check on Thursday and says it was the first time she'd ever played numbers from a fortune cookie. And after taxes, she took home a lump sum of more than $1.2 million. She and her husband are both retired, and she says the sudden influx of cash probably won't change the way they live. Instead, they'll save some of it and invest the rest. And although she does plan to visit her family in Switzerland soon. Well, Disneyland has been invaded by gangs. They're exclusive and they're hardcore and they're Disney-loving games. There are some articles going around right now about that, and these gangs have modeled after motorcycle gangs with custom denim vests and tattoos, only they're not violent at all. They're just adults who really, really love Disney. Apparently, there are about 20 or so of these gangs, and they're super hardcore. Like, for some of them, it's just as hard to get in as it would be to get into a real gang. They even have names like the Jungle Cruisers and the Main Street Elites. For now, Disney seems to be okay with them, or at least they're not going to crack down just yet. Yes, they look intimidating, but they're really not. Some even take it upon themselves to help police the parks and report people breaking the rules. But if this evolves into things like turf wars or violence or, you know, whatever it may come out to, or if they're going to squeeze the children and the tourists out of the park, then Disney is going to step in. And now they're getting press, and we're guessing that crackdown will come sooner rather than later on those Disney, hardcore Disney-loving gangs. Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. The Son of God movie brought in another $10 million to come in at number five. Lego movie still making money with $11 million brought in this weekend. That's number four. The Liam Neeson thriller Nonstop comes in at $15.4 million at number three. The new movie, animated movie Mr. Peabody and Sherman, brought in $32.5 million this weekend to take the number two spot. And the number one spot at the box office this past weekend belongs to 300, Rise of an Empire. They brought in $45.1 million. That's your Monday edition of Stack of Leftovers, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.